glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Today, our guest is Melody Hewlett. She's the CEO, founder, executive director of a wonderful ministry called Pure Haven Family Resource Center. And their heart is to help those who are struggling in different areas and just give them the life skills they need to be successful as a human being created in the image of God. Thank you so much, Melody, for joining us on Mark and Friends. Now, for someone who is not familiar with Pure Haven, what are your ministry goals and what services are you providing?
God, when he gave us the vision, gave me the vision for Pure Haven. He reminded me of a very familiar scripture of Jeremiah 29:11, but he wanted me to, really study through to 14. And he said that when we launch Pure Haven, founded on the pure word of God, Haven, a safe place where there's no judgment, no condemnation, that when they walk through the doors, that they'll be met with the love of God, and that they will, hopefully, it's our hope that they will embrace and know that where they are today, just like the children of Israel that had been in bondage for those 70 years, that he wanted them to know that even though they may have been in bondage, this is not the end for them, and that he wanted to take them back to the original promises of him to connect them and just let them know that he is the deliverer in what they need. And he also began to just download the resources that we needed to begin to pour into them, and particular classes that he desired for us to actually begin to share with those individuals to empower them to become the best of who he created them to be. As you know, he does know the plans that he has for them, and it's good, it's not evil, to give them a future with an expected end. We started off with actually servicing women and their families, because I believe that where God wanted me to start. And then one day we had a gentleman that showed up and needed our services, and then went back, began to pray to the Lord, and he began to show us how to actually program the entire family. What we do, what we offer, is Christian counseling. We've been doing it for 11 years. Our hope is to get to the root of what's causing the main issues that they've incurred and that they're dealing with. We actually program the entire family. If a person comes in, and we're starting with them, if we, once we begin to talk and find out more about them, then work with the need of the family. And so the services that we offer right now, we offer partner abuse intervention. We just became a state-recognized partner abuse intervention program through the state of Illinois. We also offer domestic violence and anger management right now. There has been times where we have done our full system, where we offer healthy relationship, integrity classes, radical responsibility. We do offer those when it's needed, but right now our main focus is the partner abuse intervention programming, as well as anger management, domestic violence, and our Christian counsel.
So you're really focusing in on stabilizing individuals and their families.
Yes, it's an urgency. According to, God, doesn't want us to be anxious or anything, but, we know and we understand that there is a need.
Yeah.
There is a need, and it's always been a need. It seems to be growing, the need, and we know and believe that, this is just the start of us actually, being used by God to actually minister to the entire family.
It's so beautiful. The unit is just so in need of that support, someone coming along. Now, you served as a warden and assistant warden in many Illinois correctional facilities. How did those experiences inform your development of Pure Haven Family Resource Center?
So, yes, I started off working at Jacksonville Correctional Center as a correctional officer, became administrative assistant to the warden there, and then was promoted as the assistant warden of program to Decatur Correctional Center, and then promoted to the warden of Lincoln, and took a voluntary reduction to the program warden of Logan Correctional Center. How that shaped this whole vision is actually when I was a warden and I was in theology school at Life Christian University, And I actually had a purpose class and had to write a whole vision of what I believe God's purpose for my life was. And that vision of Pure Haven was dropped in my spirit, but I thought I was already doing that because there were specialized units that God had given me a vision for there at the Lincoln Correctional Center. It was a, you know, Victorious Women unit and a Women of Hope unit. And so I thought I was already doing that. And it wasn't until I left corrections that I realized that the full vision of Pure Haven had not actually been developed and so or come to the manifestation of what God wanted. So I fell in love. Let me say this, how it shaped me. Mm. So God gave me a love for the population that was there. He didn't allow me to see criminals. He allowed me to see those who had the possibility of redemption. I fell in love with these women who were very creative, who were brilliant, who had made mistakes in their lives, who made some bad choices. Now, I'm not saying that they did not deserve to be there or had to be there, but I knew and I saw some women who were very talented, creative, and all I saw was vessels of God. And I fell in love with that population. So one of the hardest areas, even when I was a correctional officer, was working the visiting room and seeing the babies having to be separated from their parent, whether I was working in the male facility or the female facility. And I just remember crying out to the Lord, even in my office, Lord, what can we do to cause them not to come back here or to get out of here and become better? And so, and like I said, I thought that was something that, you know, in our programming at the facility that we were doing already. So I didn't really get the whole concept of what Pure Haven was. It wasn't until I had to step away from that assignment that I loved as a warden because of some major health challenges, and God began to birth Pure Haven in my healing process. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it really formed and shaped my love for humanity.
That's so beautiful. I love that you saw beyond all that the world sees, you know, and you saw into their heart
Amen.
That God had created to indwell, and that's so possible. Can you tell us a little bit, I find it very interesting, this partner abuse program, and you're just going in there and you're dealing with just some raw things that need to be handled. How do you work that?
The state has a wonderful guideline of requirements in establishing that program. We were offering domestic violence from the inception of Pure Haven, but we didn't realize that there was another piece, get deeper into the situations of these families' dynamics and really lead them to the place of wholeness. We had individuals in situations where there was agencies that would ask, are you state recognized? And I had no idea what that was or what it meant. And a friend of mine, Nancy Collins, she called and she said, hey, are you guys state recognized? She was working for an agency at that time. And I said, hey, Nancy, I don't even know what that is. In 2021, we started, as funds were available, we were able, you know, to get a few people trained in partner abuse intervention. They would go to Peoria. It was a process. We prayed along the way. We trusted God along the way. We knew because some of the things that we were already doing, healthy relationship, you know, being people of integrity, was all already incorporated in this system. So we knew that this was a God's divine order because it was things that we were already offering to our community. And we just, you know, it fit right into the program itself for the state of Illinois.
It looks like you're trying to expand the program, and it says that you're in need of 3 additional facilitators and victim advocates. So yes. If someone's listening today or they know someone whose heart could be in this ministry, how would they go about, if they're interested, getting that training they need?
Well, first, we would definitely interview them and go through the process of making sure that they are a good fit for Pure Haven. They understand the vision and God's heart, you know, if they have God's heart also for the vision. And then we would, based on the funding, connect them to the training in Peoria at the Center for Prevention of Abuse. Once you get your training, of course, the state requires that you continue those educational trainings.
So many times, the perpetrators really are ignored and just thrown away and treated as unredeemable. But we know in Christ that it is possible to become new creations and to turn around and not walk according to the flesh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us about that 25-week perpetrator program that Pure Haven presents?
So a 25-week program, and of course we right now are servicing the perpetrator. They come in and we go through an assessment, of course, and we love them with the love of God. They're not just going through classes and just, you know, we talk about, you know, what's going on in their life weekly, you know, what can we pray for, you know, what are your struggles for, you know, we leave each class, we ask them, is there anything we can pray for you, because we know we pull up some heavy things, but we know the first week we start with an introduction, you know, and then we go through the state required weeks. It could be healthy relationships. It could be anything with, you know, the effects of domestic violence on the child. Because, you know, even in my own personal experience, you know, one of the things that moved our heart even the more is making sure that the whole family is whole and not just the perpetrator. And we understand that, you know, a lot of instances, not all of these domestic violence have, these couples are married. You know, sometimes they're living together. Sometimes they're just dating. But we know that God created man first and that man has a whole different responsibility. You know, he's, to be a covering, a provider. We believe that God allowed us to program the perpetrators first before going to the victims, becoming an advocate for victims as well, because, you know, he started with the head first, right? He started with Adam.
Yes.
And so our hopes is that these men not only get the tools that they need to become better, but that they actually know who the source of these tools are coming from and why they need these tools to become better. And some of them, it's been learned behavior or normalized behavior. They didn't realize that what they were doing was wrong because they saw Dad do it, or they saw Uncle John do it, or they saw their brother do it, you know, their older brother, and they didn't think that what they were doing was offensive or harmful or wrong.
These individuals, are they sent to you by the court?
Some of them are sent to us by the courts. Some of them, they come from parole because it's the parole stipulation.
Beautiful.
That they have to, attend based on their case. We have some that we've had individuals that even walked in. They went online and said, hey, I got some issues and I've had some domestic issues and I need help. So, yeah, agencies, courts, DCFS, First Families, working together as a community.
Well, let's hear some stories. Encourage our hearts, Melody.
I had a guy just his first night the other night that came in, and he shared how, after being there, how he felt like that was the right place for him. He's a father of seven.
Wow.
He was living with his children's mother, and they had a domestic issue. And he said, but had this not happened to him, he wouldn't have known that he had a substance abuse problem, and he would not have been able to get the help that he needs to be able to be the father that he needs to be and to be a better man. And so, and he shared that with the class on Tuesday night. We have a book at our office with various miracles in them and stories of men who have overcome. And I had a young man who said that he had been struggling inwardly, mentally and emotionally, from some violation as a child, where he was violated as a child. He believes that in being in the actual perpetrator class and being able to be in a place of comfort where he's not judged and to feel the love there and acceptance there, it has helped with his healing process. In fact, he just asked this week if he can come to our anger management class, because in the partner abuse intervention perpetrator class, he's discovered that he has some anger issues. and he really wants to get healed there. We have, you know, where individuals have received their children back because they finished the program and they felt confident enough to be a better parent, where they had their children got into the system, they lost their children, but God restored those families back together because their mother did what was necessary to get her children back.
That really is the father heart of God, to restore the heart of the children toward the father and the father toward the children. So many great testimonies coming out of Pure Haven.
Well, I have a story that is just really something that's really close to my heart. I had a gentleman who was my son's friend in grade school and used to hang out at my house. And when I was the youth director at a particular church in town, he was there with his mom and sisters, and he played the drums and was one of my children there. But he called about 4 or 5 years ago, and he was struggling with his marriage, and he wanted counsel. And we were able to counsel him and his wife. They had three children. They have three children. And this past July of 2025, his wife was murdered. We were able to love on him and his children. When he finally made it to the office, we asked him, was there anything that we could help with? And he does ins and out jobs, a very, very blessed hands, you know, does transformings of kitchens and homes. And he said, I can't get to work and I can't get jobs done because I don't have a vehicle. The Lord woke me up one night and I began to look for dealerships to, you know, see if they'd be willing to donate a car to Pure Haven so that we can give it to him.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. But we just never heard back. And the Lord put a friend who's also a donor, Sherry, on my heart to call her. She's very resourceful. So I reached out to Sherry, her husband, John, and I said to her and told her the situation. February of this year, Sherry called. And she said, Melody, my husband and I just purchased a new car, and we felt led to not trade our car in, but to give it to Pure Haven.
Wow.
Does that family still need this vehicle? And when I tell you, when I called this young man and told him the miracle that God had done, we sobbed together on the phone in celebration of God's miraculous hand. And so we see all those types of miracles with God, with Pure Haven. And we know that it's because of our yes to him, to say yes, that we will work with these families as his hands and his feet and his voice in this season.
And he seems to like to get us to that Red Sea.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's just like, I think he gets us always to the point where only he can get the glory.
That's it. That's it.
You know, we can't go down to Egypt for the chariots.
Right. Absolutely.
If we need a chariot, we do have to go to the Lord.
We love for him to get the glory.
Yes, we do.
We love to see his mighty hands.
We really do. What a wonderful ministry. Now, do you also have connection to the First Steps?
Yes. So First Steps has just been a blessing to us from the inception when Debbie Schultz was actually the director. I served on when they were Lifetime. I served on the board, and I remember sharing the vision of Pure Haven with Debbie. She was doing her ministry there in the house on North Grand, and I was newly licensed as a minister. And I was telling her about some of my, you know, apprehensions of, you know, moving out in faith, you know. And I remember she called me and asked me to come and counsel a couple of the ladies there that were clients of theirs. And I remember my second client, she came in and she really didn't want to hear much about God. She was angry with God. The very person that she believed that loved her died, and that was her grandmother. I told her, okay, no problem, that if she was okay with me just sharing my experience about God. And she said, yes, she will be open to that. And so it was about 4 weeks, 5 weeks later, She comes in for her session. She looked different. It was like she was just glowing.
Mm.
I had been asking the Lord in prayer, Lord, if this is what you've called me to do Christian counseling, if this is you, would you just solidify it for me? That day that she walked in, she said, before we start, can you tell me about your God? And I was able to lead her in the prayer of salvation. And I thank God with rejoicing that he solidified it for me. We say this at Pure Haven often. We're just a vessel. We just sow the seed. And that God sends someone to water it. And he eventually brings the increase. So I believe that even though in my faithfulness to sow the seed of faith and share my God experiences with her, not God himself, just my experiences with God, God came, and he brought the deliverance for her.
We've been enjoying our time today with Melody Hewlett, CEO, founder, executive director of Pure Haven Family Resource Center. Melody, if someone wants to contact you, how would they go about it?
You can call our office at 217-679-4009 to set up an appointment. And we are located at 215 South Grand Avenue West in Springfield, Illinois, in the lower level of First Step Women's Center.
What are some of the next steps that Pure Haven is seeking to trust the Lord in?
And moving forward moving for our future with Pure Haven, and like I mentioned earlier, that we want to program the entire family. We want to, and we believe that God wants us to, begin to program the victims. And so we are in need of also, a space to do this, because we cannot program them together. And we want to begin to, you know, those advocates that I mentioned that we need those advocates to be able to work the new place for victims. And those victims, we believe that God wants us not only to just, you know, program the mother, but also program the children as well. So we need a place, and we're looking for, soliciting funds for as well, for the ability to be able to get a starter house that can house maybe 3 to 4 women and children. That's where our dreams are, our vision is moving forward. It's actually, you know, now starting to program the entire family.
Thank you so much, Melody, for joining us here on Mark and Friends. Melody Hewlett of Pure Haven. Their website is purehaven.org. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Thank you, dear giving friend, because you do keep us on the air and keep these programs coming. Have a great day.